for him to be out now for 6 to 8 weeks. And I just said, you got to understand, inside that building, it's just the next guy up. We got a game,
absolutely.
Sunday. I mean, Hugh, what did you lament it for about a minute? That's it, right?
It probably was about a second, because nobody's going to feel sorry for us. That's just part of the business. And
yeah, the Ravens, they're still coming Sunday.
They'll be here. And we'll be there, too. You know, there's no doubt about that. But we get this. That's just part of this business. Injuries happen. It's unfortunate, but you got to move forward.
Hey, Hugh, one of the things that I love about your background is you play the Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you and I know that, being from Cali, that they don't have a football program no more, but you play QB there. And I have to imagine that the experiences you took from that helped influence what you do from a coaching standpoint today. You could just give some people some insight on what it was like being a QB in the college ranks and all that stuff.
It was a lot of fun, to be honest with you. Obviously, I was a wishbone quarterback at University of Pacific for Bob Cope. And Walt Harris, who's a good friend of mine now, who is coaching the National Football League and been a head coach at Pitt and Stanford. I worked and played there and went to school there, and it was outstanding. But it taught me a lot about resiliency, mm-hmm. and hard work,
right.
passion, work ethic, and never worry about circumstances, because our circumstances wasn't as good right. as some of the major programs. And we always had to fight through things. So
you weren't getting the USC kids over there in the Pacific. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. We weren't getting the Cal Berkeley kids neither. So we had to make do with what we had to make do. And that's my point today. You know, I know a lot of people are really concerned about where we are, where we're headed. Just we got to stick to the process.
Yeah,
you know, there'll be there's got to be some struggle before there's success sometimes.
It's been a game.
And we got to fight through it.
It's been one game.
You said it. One football game.
I know, you know, we're in the era, Hugh, of overreaction. I mean, they got a thing on ESPN every day of Overreaction Monday. And everybody, you know, and the overreaction is the sky is falling. But that's not the feeling here.
No, not at all. I mean, there's been so much good that's come off the field. You know, and we wanted to matriculate to being on the field. And that's where we needed at. You know, there's no question, because it's football time now. So that part is disappointing for all. And I do share in their feelings, everybody's feelings, our fans, others within the organization, because we all want it quick.
Sure.
I do, too.
Coach Hugh Jackson is our guest.
Right. And, Coach, you just touched upon it. And yes, we live in a society where we want instant gratification. And I harp on this all the time because I believe I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe firmly that sometimes it's better for you to struggle initially, especially if you're trying to rebuild something that hasn't seen success in God knows how long.
Because
at the end of the day,
you're going to find out who's you're
real and who's fake.
Judd preaches this all the time,
absolutely.
Coach. True or false, right?
Well, it's true. I mean, you have to make sure that you acquire the type of people you want to go to war with.
Right.
You know, and I think not that that's what we're going through. I think the process of what we're doing here, we're in it, you know, and that's the fun part. The hard part is it's painful a little bit, but you got to go through that, you know, in order to get to where you want to go. You got to kind of fight through that to get to the other side. The beautiful part is I know we're going to get there, and that's what matters most to me. I'm not used to being in these situations
sure.
where you got to fight your tail off this way, but at the same time, it's a great experience for us all if we can hold on and hang on in order to get this done.
See, you have patience because you have three daughters. Am I right?
Absolutely.
If there's no man on earth that has three daughters that does not have a lot of patience.
You better know.
Hugh, I've got to ask you this. And if you can't talk about it, fine. What the hell happened in Oakland? I want you to know now, when you were there, going 8-8 mm-hmm. with the Raiders was like winning the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that something that has fueled you to get back to where you are today?
You know, I'm not going to say that that's fueled me. Just wanting to be considered as one of the best is probably fueled me more than anything. And just working in your profession to be all you can be, that time was, a different time. You know, that was 2011, and I really thank Al Davis for that opportunity and working with Amy Trask. But I try not to compare the situations. You know, this one is this is a different opportunity here. And it's a job. It's a hard job,
being
very honest. But that being said, I enjoyed this process and this situation that we're in, because the fun part for me is I love challenges. And a lot of people don't think this can get done. I will guarantee you it will get done. How fast it gets done, I don't have the answer to that. But I know we're going to get it done.
You are going to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
We found out what direction you were going as the months progressed
mm-hmm.
after you were hired. We mm-hmm. didn't know that there would be this influx of youth and a lot of veteran mm-hmm. guys. Like, did you know the process before
I did.
You got in?
Oh, I did. I know everything that we're going through.
Sure.
And
you,
at the same time, I'm not. I did. But I'm not built to say uncle. You know, I don't know how to do that.
Sure.
And I don't want our players to ever do that. And we're not going to do that. You know, we have a expectation. Our expectation is winning. And that's the most important thing that we're trying to do. So, to me, you don't go in this and saying, okay, well, whatever happens, happens that way.
Sure.
You know, we're just going to do what we do. No, we expect to win, and we're going to work to win, and that's the only way you can do this.
And you, I've competed against your teams on the mm-hmm. collegiate and professional ranks. And one of the things that I always appreciated about your guys is that they do sell out for you. Mm-hmm. And I have to imagine that what you experienced with Pacific, again, plays a part in that. Now, I was telling the guys the other day a story about how when you were at Arizona State, my boy C-Hop, Chris Hopkins,
oh, yeah.
he calls me on the phone, Tony, and he basically sets me up. I'm talking smack about this player, Keith Poole.
Yeah, he told the story on the air.
Yeah.
So, Judd, tell it again. So they put you on the phone, and
right.
you thought it was Pride.
I thought it was me, Chris and I, right?
Okay. And
you know,
he asked you about the guy you were going up
right.
against on
like,
Saturday.
I'm like, I'm about to own this kid. He ain't going to do nothing against me or whatnot. Next thing you know, I'm in the game. I hear Hugh on the sideline talking smack to me about me talking smack about Poole, what they're going to do to me. I'm like, whatever, we'll see, dog, we'll see. But I just,
oh, yeah.
stuff like that, though, it creates that bond. And that's one of the things I do appreciate about you,
Thank
man,
you.
Is that you have found that method of your players coach at the same time you hold mm-hmm. guys accountable, and you have to have those things where you can have fun but yet take care of business. And I do notice that as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We have work to do, and I'm not opposed to ever saying that. I mean, we're nowhere close to being what I envision us as a football team. But we understand the process. I understand what we are and know what we're trying to do, where we're trying to go. And I think that's bigger sometimes than anything. You got to be able to see vision, have
right.
clear vision, have a purpose for what you're doing, and understand what the outcome is going to be. And if you can't see it, then you'd be frustrated.
Yeah.
Then you'd be sitting up here with tears in your eyes and probably losing your mind. I'm not nowhere close to that. So I feel good about what we're doing. Want it to happen faster, as we all do. But we got to get through it, and we will.
Coach, I want you to know, though, and I think – I don't know if anyone's ever told you this, all right? I've covered a league 30 years
mm-hmm.
now. This is my 30th season. I'm a native Clevelander. I started with Marty Schottenheimer.
Oh, my gosh.
The Browns, okay?
Yes.
So I want you to know that the angst, people saying you should be fired after one game,
uh-huh.
comes with the territory, and I know it doesn't bother you, but mm-hmm. I want you to know where it comes from. It doesn't come from anything personal with you.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from the 25 years that the people haven't had really anything to cheer about here football-wise.
Right.
You know, it's a residual, accumulative effect thing, and I just want you to know, no, nothing personal. You remember when we had you on, we got hired. I said, we're with you win or tie. We're not with you if you lose it. Do you get it, Hugh? You
I do
get it.
I do.
You know it.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't bother me. You said it. And I really want to truly give the fans what they want. You know,
well,
at
if
the
you
end
could,
of the
you
day.
Go, that statue, yeah. you'd be right
well,
next to Al Leonard.
Well, yeah.
I promise. When I walked in here, I saw that little statue.
Well,
and I knew Al. Let me tell you something. I knew Alfred. And I got to tell you, I'm walking in today looking at that statue. You win us something
oh, yeah.
here, you're going to have one right next
well,
to it.
Well, that's the plan. And so I understand, and I do get our fans, and I do feel for them because I want the same thing they do. But I don't think they understand all the inner workings and where we are
sure.
because they've heard it so many times. So I get that. I know what they're hearing, have heard, and what they think, and I that's just part of it. But all I can tell them is they got to hold on. Got to hold on and stay strong as they can. I know they've heard that one.
Yeah.
I know that's
don't
the next
say,
thing you got to say.
Don't tell them what, not, what word not
yeah.
to use.
Don't say process.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Man,
well,
the old regimes come into you and go, you know
yeah.
it's a process.
But
it is.
But it is.
It is.
I mean, that's that is part of it, you know. And to me, if, you know, I mean, anything worthwhile, you know, you got to struggle at it a little
sure.
bit, you know, before you can really truly see it. It'd be different. Again, I hope everybody understands this was a 3-13 football team.
You're right.
No, this wasn't a 10-6 football team.
Sure.
It was a 3-13 football
sure.
team. And so we're going to get there. And that's all everybody's got to understand. Now, how fast they want us to get there, that they get to choose that.
You also, you, wow.
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah.
Look at that. Wait a minute. That's a sign. Yeah. Folks, we're in studio. The lights just went out on us. You are going to get it done. There they go. Back up. Look
That's
at that.
Right.
Coach, you understand, though, our plight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, A lot of people questioned passing on Wentz.
Absolutely.
What are the odds that that kid would start the season against that? You had I know in a private moment, I know you don't care. You'd face anybody. You got one of your former pupils is coming here on Sunday.
Absolutely.
I wish you didn't teach him so damn
Absolutely.
Well. Joe Flacco's coming here with the rape. But you had to know, you passed on Wentz, then he goes out and he beats us opening day, and then Robert gets hurt, and, and that was all your call. You know, you own it, you take credit for what, you don't shy away from it, do you?
No, you can't. I mean, that's part of it. You know, those things are going to happen. You don't like when they do, but again, that's part of it.
What a way to start, though.
What,
absolutely.
I get what a way, though.
Yeah.
If Brian Billick would have said what he said about my football team.
You took the high road there, Coach. You always take the high road.
You have to. That's just part of this business. But again, I'm going to say it again. I get and understand what everybody's feeling and where we are. And I know I'm here for a radiothon. You know, I know we want to talk about these kids that we do so much for here within this organization. You know, Dee and Jimmy's. They're truly about giving back and helping youth. And
you knew that when you came here, too.
I did. I know what the people here, the leaders here, are truly all about. I made the right decision being here with them because they truly stand for the things I think are important to me as well. It's about giving back to these young youth, you know, and giving them opportunity to be all they can be. And I know that's exactly what the family's about.
Coach has donated as well his Chalk Talk. I think, Maddie, what is it with, like 10 people? Is it not?
Yeah, I have to look that up.
It's here at the facility.
Chalk Talk, and right now we only have one bid in on it. So you can
okay,
get
what,
in.
What is that the phone number?
I'm surprised there's one bid right now with the way things have been. Come on now.
That's why everybody loves you. You're so great. You can
but I promise you this. There will be bids coming up pretty soon. I promise you that. You can believe
after this
that.
Interview, there will
you
dug
her right
yeah.
there. Will be.
You think, I mean, come on. That's why people love you. You understand? That's so great of you to say that.
You're right, Riz. It's you and 10 people get to watch film with Coach Jackson.
Here at the facility.
Here at the facility. You get to go into some plays, going to have lunch and everything. There's only one bid in, but like you said, Riz, you have to call. This is one of the numbers, 440-824-3401. For that is a phone only, 440-824-3401.
Coach, I got to wonder, too, you know, because Jimmy and Dee are big into this giving back.
Uh-huh.
And as Dee told us earlier, they don't just throw a bunch of money at somebody. Mm-hmm. They figured, where can we go? Being from here, Cleveland Public Schools, it's always been, for the last 30 years, been a sore spot. Just explain to everybody, when you're a kid and somebody helps you as a kid, the residual effects are decades down the line.
You said it. I mean, you reach back and touch the kids of their kids. You know, what you're doing is unbelievable for the community, but also for the young youth, as you just mentioned, about the young kids that are going to come. I think of the football fields where they've spent a lot of their time building for these players and for community centers. I mean, you can just think how long those places are going to last. And so you're talking about kids now, and it's going to affect maybe the kids that they have in
right.
the future.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not only are you helping the kids in Cleveland, but your kids are going to deal with the kids, and it just helps the whole region.
There's no doubt. So they're very giving and understanding people, and they've been like that since the day I met them. And it just goes to show you truly what our organization is about. It's more than just football. They're truly more than just football. About more than just football. Obviously, we all want to win, and they're about that too. But at the same time, they're truly about making sure that they make an impression and leave a legacy here about helping youth. I think that's important.
You know, it's funny. We do this. We have 363 days a year where we do sports talk radio. But Gerard and I are in here this morning. We'll be in tomorrow. We'll wrap it up tomorrow morning. Two shows, and people are like, come on, man, what are you going to... You know, God forbid we should help some people with our radio station.
Absolutely.
For 2 days, right?
Well, you guys are good at what you do.
You didn't grill the coach enough. You
come on, bring it on.
No,
you guys, come on.
No, play,
hey,
bring
it on.
I'm going to give you more than a game.
That's
okay.
That's okay.
I don't know how many more.
That's okay.
But all kidding aside,
bring it on.
You know, hang in there. I know you have the best temperament, the best attitude.
Thank you.
It's how we know you'll be successful. And we really appreciate you coming in. You didn't have to come in here. Gerard always said, man, back in the day in New England, ain't nobody coming on the radio. After what happened, nobody, you think, no names, please. But you know people aren't talking on the radio, Don, like
exactly.
they were. And I just want to thank you for doing that.
But
I know you got a big job ahead of you. You work in what, 15, 16-hour days?
There is no, we don't keep a clock. Yeah, you know, we just go.
Can't do that.
But I want you both to know, thank you for your time. But I'm built for this. You know, this
yeah,
is what
are.
It's all about.
See, I always thought he was too. Gerard has a family, though. Gerard has five kids and probably can't make the time commitment. I'm telling you right there is one of the best coaches.
I know that.
This guy right here, man.
He knows what he's doing.
He honestly does.
He gets it.
You know, it's
I heard all the time he was talking about guys that didn't practice and wouldn't do this.
Yeah.
I've heard it all.
Yeah.
He knows what time it is.
Yeah.
But, we'll get this thing
trying
right.
To get you hooked up, Jay. I still think when the kids get older, you could do it, man. I really do. You could at least do special teams. Come on. Right?
No, thank you.
Right?
I have a Chad Johnson route.
Baltimore Sunday.
Absolutely.
They're recommitted to you. They had a tough year last year.
Yes, they did.
You know better than anyone.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't go over there in that town. They're
no.
Not, they're not into bad seasons. They're hell-bent this year, aren't
oh,
they?
Yeah. They're coming here with their guns blazing. You know,
so are we.
Oh, absolutely. Right. You better know it. And John Harbaugh is a fantastic coach. Joe Flacco is a good quarterback. You know, they've always traditionally had great defenses. So we understand what's coming here.
Yeah. And, well, can they raise $135,000 like we're going to do? Maybe?
No, I don't know that they can do that.
That's
not
right.
Like these guys
that's
can
right.
Do. That's
by the
for
way,
sure.
We are up to $36,679. This is the first show of 28 straight hours.
Oh, my gosh. Well, somebody got to create something else. If I can help in any way, please let me know. I mean that. So whatever I need to do to help and assist, count me all the way in.
We already got two more bids on Coach's chalk talk.
Oh, after hearing him, you should be bidding.
First place
that's right.
Game.
We'll do sleepover at Hugh's house. How's that?
Oh, wow. We'll be right here in the facility.
Coach, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, best
all
of righty. Luck.
Thank
all right.
You
we'll
so much.
We'll be back with more 2016 Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon on ESPN 850 WKNR.